One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And we're
Shannon and Scott.
Oh, you sang it this time.
And kind of.
I kind of sang it last time.
Well, if listeners are really dedicated, they can play last week's podcast episode and this week's podcast episode over each other, and you'll hear both of us singing our names, and there will be a secret message.
And then if you play it backward, it summons the devil.
Paul is dead. Paul is dead.
What?
Don't you know about that Beatles album where if you play it backwards, it says Paul is dead? So it was this whole conspiracy among Beatles fans that Paul was actually dead and the media didn't want to admit it. And they replaced him with a stranger.
All that if you listen to our podcast backwards, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. If you hear us going, today, it's because Shannon brought beer for this recording.
I did. And you won't believe it, but this is actually the first time we've been drinking while recording this podcast.
Oh, it's episode 3 and we're already using alcohol to get through.
All downhill from here. We also have a couple announcements. We're on iTunes now.
Hooray!
Yay! Good job, Shannon Scott.
Yay!
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Thanks,
oh my
fans, gosh.
We're just so touched. You can go to the iTunes store. You can look up Song Salad, and you can rate and review us and subscribe. We're also on Pocket Casts, and we're trying to get onto Stitcher and TuneIn, so when that happens, we'll definitely let you know.
We also still have our SoundCloud.
And you can follow us on Twitter. At Song Salad Cast.
So what is a song salad?
A song salad is a random style of music generated from a song style generator called Mood Fuse that we found on the internet because it's a magical place. And we write a song using that style of music about a random topic that we find through the Wikipedia random article button. And we do it really quickly and we write a short, stupid song.
Well, the goal isn't to be stupid. It's just, for some reason, a consistent result.
Some reason.
Yeah. I really hope that this week we get a topic that we can really sink our teeth into.
Yeah, because we've had some pretty perfunctory Wikipedia articles for the past 2 weeks. We had one that was 2 sentences and one that was about 5 to 7 sentences, both completely obscure, which I guess is kind of like, I don't know why I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, and I don't know if the random article function purposefully takes you to obscure articles.
Yeah, but it's not like we're gonna, I feel like if we did the random article generator and we got like World War II, we'd be like, oh man, because what?
It could be epic though.
It's so huge.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to write an opera.
Welcome to episode 596 of Song Salad.
Part
still working
85.
On the World War II opera in the style of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Wagner.
Right.
What do you say we get started?
Let's get started. Let's go on Mood Fuse and find our random genre. Let's spin the salad spinner. Dance. Dance music.
Okay.
All right. Let's do some research on dance music.
Well, let's do some research.
Dance music.
Discuss. So dance music is a lot of different things.
Yeah, and if you just look up dance music on Wikipedia, it's just going to tell you that it's music to accompany dancing, no matter what the year or genre or anything.
I like that it said it's music specifically created to accompany or facilitate dancing, as if it's like, I don't know.
I feel like I need to dance, but something's got to facilitate it.
Like, oh gosh, like Greg, like you look so stupid just dancing and no music.
That would look stupid, Greg.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Someone is calling me.
Oh man,
it's my father.
Answer.
He already talked to me today. Hi, Daddy. Yeah, what's up?
Did you get to save the date?
For who?
For Monica.
Nope.
Okay, I just didn't know, so I was just kind of fussing around.
Okay.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you, Daddy. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So dance music.
Dance music. So we were just looking at a bunch of different samples and examples.
Right, and I think we should go with what's considered popular dance music now, which is like EDM or electronic dance music, or one of my favorite examples that's a little bit out of date but brings me back to my early college years is Cascada's Every Time We Touch.
Which I did not recognize until Scott was like, no, 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 you know it.
Yes, and so do you at home. Here it is. That's some good dance music.
Brings me back to freshman / sophomore year of college.
That was 2007.
Yeah. Oh
2007. Cascada's Every Time We Touch. Now that's what I call music, 46, I believe. So, yeah, I mean, dance music, especially that kind of, you know, music that you would hear in a modern club when you're out dancing, it's come a little ways since Cascada.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to some more contemporary examples, but I had to play that song.
Like, I think it's fine. I think it would be fun to write like a song that sounds sort of like that.
Yeah. And these songs, you know, songs like that and a lot of the other songs that are on the radio now and in clubs, they do have a lot of lyrical content to them too. It's not like the electro music that we
right.
did earlier.
It's not Sandstorm.
Right, it's not Sandstorm. It's not Jerome the Mortibund, where it's just your voice repeating the same word over and over. We can actually write some, you know, lyrics with substance. So should we find out what we're writing a dance song about?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Spin the salad spinner. Okay.
Oh.
The Leica.
I know what
M7.
A Leica is.
You do?
Yeah, it's a camera. Well, I mean, there's a picture.
There's a picture of a camera, but what is it?
But it's a Leica. There's a. A Leica M7 is a 35mm camera.
Oh my gosh.
There's a song that says that uses Leica in the
Are we
the
about
lyrics.
To write it?
Did I just saw the
Did
future?
Did you just predict the future?
Oh my god.
I feel like there's a dance song about Leica.
Oh, M7s. So weird. And then I became my own grandmother. So the Leica M7 is a 35mm rangefinder camera introduced by Leica AG in 2002, as a direct successor to the M6.
Makes sense.
Yep. The electronic Leica M7 is a departure from previous mechanical designs for the M series. Oh my God. Wait, there's a section in popular culture. The Leica M7 plays a key role in the movie Euro Trip.
What?
It also plays an important role in the movie Ted.
What?
Really? What? An important role?
I saw Ted and I don't remember the Leica M7.
Do That's they just so mean weird. That somebody in the movie has a Leica?
Why would you say an important role?
Because it can't be integral to the plot.
Hold on. I'm looking up Ted.
Look up Ted.
See if it says it in the synopsis that someone has a...
Oh.
Okay, here's a bit of advice to our listeners. Don't just look up Ted on Wikipedia because it's not going to be the movie. Follow us on Twitter. Tweet at us with hashtag bad at Googling. I'm going to do a fine for Leica.
Yeah, zero out of zero. Yeah.
Come on, Leica. You're just blowing smoke up yourself.
Leica is that's pretty uppity, I think, to Jeez. Say that they play an important role.
Who wrote this? Some, like, Johnny Leica?
Yeah.
Heir to the Leica fortune? Trying to butter up his Wikipedia page?
Butter up his Wikipedia page?
Not butter up, but you know the term. You're better with words.
Word, picture, song, painter.
Like fluffing the plume. Yeah. What is that? Like peacocks.
What? Fluffing the plume? Is that a thing? That sounds like a porn thing.
Now that I say it, I regret it.
Mm. Me too. Okay.
So we have our topic.
And we have our genre.
It is a dance song about the Leica M7.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a little bit of Googling myself.
You're better at it than me. And I'll listen to some more dance music, especially more contemporary dance music.
Yeah.
And get a sense of what common elements there are musically.
Okay. Meet back here?
Same salad time. We did that last time. Meet back here. Some modern examples of popular dance music are like Sorry by Justin Bieber or Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd or like a lot of Ariana Grande's music, Iggy Azalea, that kind of stuff. And the common elements musically that you find are a strong beat, electronic instruments, and simple and repetitive melodies and lyrics, and lots of sound effects and things like sweeping sounds and crescendoing sounds that kind of lead into these big drops of the beat. There's also, like with Cascada's Every Time We Touch, a lot of these kind of extended, slower or out of time intros that build and build until you finally drop into that dance beat. So I think it'd be fun for us to try to build one of those too.
Hell yeah.
So do, for our short version of a dance song, we should do like a little bit of an intro that doesn't have the beat behind it, that grows, and then we finally drop the beat on like a verse and then a chorus and then we're out.
Okay.
What do you know about the Laika?
I was looking at things with you, so I don't know yet.
I was going to cut the track there and then fade in on you.
Oh, no, we're going behind the scenes.
Step inside the Wonkavator.
Oh, my goodness.
Not the Wonkavator, the boat, the creepy boat that he takes them on. Does that have a name? You know when it's like the psychedelic boat and he's like, there is no way of knowing which way the wind is blowing. And then, everyone gets scared.
Yeah, the Wonka boat.
Great. Good discussion.
The Wonka clipper? The Wonka...
You're just making it up now.
The Wonka skiff. Do you want to know how many words for boat I know?
The row, row, row your Wonka.
Yeah. This is going really well.
Why'd you bring beer?
Oh, so good. So I'm going to read some stuff about Laika. So it's kind of cool. I went on Laika's website and just started poking around. And Laika's been around for 102 years,
wow,
which is kind of cool as a camera company. They were, I think, kind of kicked off by Oscar Barnack in Germany, which we are now very familiar with after Ignaz Jostro.
Yes. Yeah, so
last
week. We know
week.
Everything there is to know everything
about Germany. And here's a fun little fact. The Laika, which is spelled L-E-I-C-A, stands for Ernst Lietz Camera. So Lietz, L-E-I, and then the C-A of camera. So Lietz Camera became Laika.
Who's Ernst Lietz?
He was another camera, but I guess like engineer, inventor, photographer. I don't know. He was building camera prototypes in the early 1900s.
Cool.
And Oscar Barnack was working at his optical workshop when he developed the Leica.
I think I get the picture.
That silence is because I just killed Scott. He's dead now.
I'm dead now. Paul is dead. Paul is dead.
Full circle. Okay, so I'm going to keep, I don't know, I don't really know, like, what the song is going to be yet, but it might have to do with sort of the history and evolving through time, and they seem, which is very typical, I think, of the sort of narrative around German craftsmanship as being really high quality and very precise. They seem to be touting the quality and craftsmanship, and yeah, Leica really takes pride in their cameras and takes pride in the quality of their products.
Well, all this information is really well and good, but remember, in these dance songs, you want short, repetitive, simple lyrics. So how are you going to achieve that?
I think I'm gonna think about either the most like exciting or fun benefit of a Laika and sort of go off of the emotional the feelings around a Laika rather than the actual factual information.
So instead of our song about Ignaz Jostro being this epic journey of his life, it's not going to be that for the Laika camera. It's going to be the emotional feeling you get from using a Leica.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like listening back to our podcast, like each time I say like, I'm going to do this, then like, it's not like that at all. When I write the song, it's like a completely different thing. So I'm not going to commit to anything. And then it'll just be what it is.
I like that.
Okay.
lack of commitment equals success. Remember that, kids.
I'm just managing expectations by not putting any out there so I can always exceed them.
I'm going to let you in on a little music industry secret.
Ooh.
There's something called loops in the music industry. Have you heard of loops before?
Fruit loops?
Not fruit loops.
Oh, music loops. The only loops I know are of the fruit variety.
So, in programs like Logic, which is what I'm using to create our songs, there are libraries of loops, which are like existing beats and sounds and melodies and harmonic background tracks and things that are all in the public domain and available for use. So a lot of times, songwriters, even songs that you hear on the radio and songs that get a lot of popular attention, are made using these pre-existing loops as a building block. And that's like totally cool and totally accepted. And it's not something that's like frowned upon. It's not seen as being less creative. It's just a reality of the music industry. So I'm going to use for our basis of our track a beat that is a Logic loop called Club Dance Beat 22. So that's Club Dance Beat 22. So we're going to use that. We're going to use that as our beat for this song. Once we actually drop into the dance beat portion of it. Another thing I want to talk about is gated synths. So
that are words I've definitely never heard before.
So a gated synth is a synthesizer that when you press one note or play one note on it, it plays a rhythmic and melodic like sequence based on the note that you pressed automatically.
Can you give me an example?
Yes, I can. I will play it for you right now.
Okay, cool.
So that's me playing one note on my keyboard, just holding it down.
So it's kind of like a mini loop.
Sure. Yeah, it's a loop that's created by whatever you play on a keyboard or an instrument that's attached. So if I play a couple of notes, like...
Oh. You know?
So it'll still play that rhythmic sequence whenever I depress a note.
It's like ripples in a pond.
I found a cool, funky bass. We want a cool, funky bass. So it's going to be this kind of a sound. And it's fun to dance to.
Is it?
It will be.
Cool.
Trust me.
I can't wait to dance to this.
This bass will facilitate your dancing. All right, the last musical element I'm going to talk about is those extra sounds and those kind of sweeping things that take you into dropping the beat, that kind of crescendo and amp up the feeling that lead into those big explosions of the dance.
Bleeps and bloops.
Not necessarily bleeps and bloops, but more like swishes and swooshes, like
ooh.
This.
Wow.
Yeah, those kinds of things that, you know, when you're in a club and you hear those kind of things that lead into the beat dropping, that's what we're going
to
add in.
Did you literally just say, you know, when you're in a club?
As you know, if when I go the to collective clubs? You, not you personally. I know you don't go to clubs.
I think the only time I've ever been to a club was probably with you.
In Pittsburgh.
The
Station Square.
Yep. What was that place? It was terrible.
I think it was the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh my God. Bad decisions.
This episode brought to you by Hard Rock Cafe. Hard Rock Cafe. Dance. Dance. Just dance. Hard Rock Cafe.
Let's talk some words.
Let's word talk.
Let's word talk.
Let's talk words.
So like I said before, I want to do more of like the feeling of using the camera rather than just kind of going factually through the camera.
You don't want to do like step one, press the shutter. I don't know how cameras work.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be about like winding the film or like the development of the camera. I don't know. So
get in that magic juice.
Magic juice. That is absolutely how cameras work.
Well, the development process.
Yep.
I don't know how cameras work.
Yeah. So the metaphor, the sort of overarching metaphor I thought for like how it might feel to use a really good quality camera would be like seeing in color.
Cool.
And so I just wrote like a quick, it'll be like, I don't know, like 30 seconds long. And I'll just redo the draft of what I have. So the kind of like slower part before the beat drops is sort of establishing the status quo of the speaker in the song. So the morning light breaks through, but it's all shades of gray. In black and white, I fight, get through another day. But then I see you, ... So it builds up the sort of like sadness or sort of boringness, ennui.
The mundanity of the
quotidian life before the speaker gets the camera. So then we go into the verse. Your boxy body in my hand, I begin to understand. The colors all around, so loud they almost make a sound. And all is bright, all is right. And then the chorus. Mm-hmm. Oh, Laika, I love you. We don't have to do that. I just thought it was fun. You light the world up. Your lenses guide you. Oh, Laika, finally through you, I see in color.
Cool.
And, like, I imagine it'd be like, I see in color. Like,
why don't you leave the music to me?
They're just, like, an extended note is all I mean.
Oh, an extended note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not, like, that that note, which was, like, not a note.
One question.
Yeah.
Did you think about doing... Oh, Laika, I like ya.
I did, but like I thought it was just like a little too cheesy, but then I should have realized.
Well, that's why I thought of it.
Yeah, I know.
We'll leave it as love.
Okay.
Good lyrics.
No, they're not. But thank you for saying that.
I'm just trying to stay positive.
Yeah. So let's listen to...
What's our title?
Laika, I love you?
Laika, I love you?
Like I like you. Like I love you.
I like I love you.
Like I love you by Shannon and Scott.
Here it goes.
The morning light breaks through, but it's all shades of gray. In black and white, I fight, get through another day. But then I see you. Your boxy body in my hand, I begin.
There you have it. The first time anyone's written a dance song about the Leica M7 camera.
In the last time.
I imagine. So. I can't imagine people writing more.
Unless we started a trend.
I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we did either. What did you learn from writing this dance song?
I learned how you can layer... different pre-existing loops and gated synth effects to create something that sounds original. You know, you can take these pre-existing bits and pieces, but still make an original creative composition out of it. What about you? Any day now.
Did you ever think like people are like flesh noodles?
Whoa. Whoa. I'm just going to put this out there. We've only had beer tonight. No other mind-altering substances.
But, like, I was looking at my arms while you were saying that, and I was like, oh, it's like a noodle, but it's made of people.
When we ask what we've learned, it usually applies to the song.
Oh, the song. The song. The thing I've learned from this song is thank God for auto-tune, because it can make even me sound like I... have a voice.
This has been Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And we're meat noodles.
Tune in next week for who knows what.
Who knows what?
Meat noodles.
One, meat two, noodles.
Three.
Four.